Look at that! Here on the right, the red house on the corner. If you look at it from the narrow side, it looks for all the world like a Swiss chalet. But from the long side, that is, as you turn right into Weddingenweg, suddenly you're walking past a magnificent veranda, almost like in Italy.
Well, we don't just have little towers in Lichterfelde. There are also plenty of bays and cornices and crenellations and oriels, not to forget the odd dormer window, and so on and so forth.
The architectural term you're looking for is eclecticism.
What was it again?
Eclecticism. It means that artists pick and choose a wide variety of stylistic elements from various eras and regions when they design their works. And then they combine those elements to create new works. That also fits in with the period in which this entire estate was built, the time of historicism.
You mean the late 19th century, or what?
Exactly, the end of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th century. A time when people thought incorporating as many different styles into a building as possible was a sign of sophistication. And here in Lichterfelde, it seems they literally competed with one another to see who could add the most ornaments to their house and the widest variety. But if you reduce it down to brass tacks, the houses are generally in the shape of a cube to which fanciful exterior decoration has been added.
Fanciful, you can say that again. Each family had its own architect, historicism or not. Some wanted a house in the Swiss style, others preferred a villa in the Roman or Art Nouveau style or whatever. The main thing was to have a lot of frilly bits on the facade. Keep your eyes open, you'll see that I'm right. What was the name of that place in Italy, the one where people competed with each other to build little towers?
San Gimignano.
Right. The Lichterfelde locals seem to have followed their example.